From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Environmental groups rallied on Duluth's Lake Superior waterfront Thursday morning, making public thousands of signatures calling for tougher scrutiny of proposed copper mining in northeastern Minnesota. The Duluth News Tribune reports Environment Minnesota had nearly 10,000 signatures of state residents opposing copper mining, while Water Legacy members said they had nearly 4,200 petitions calling on the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to step in and protect Lake Superior and the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Earlier this summer, the group Sustainable Ely opened a new tourist center in Ely aimed at educating visitors to the potential problems of copper mining. Several companies are eyeing copper, nickel, platinum, and other valuable metals across the Arrowhead. Polymet Minerals plans an open-pit mine and processing center near Hoyt Lakes that will employ 350 people. Twin Metals has plans to build an underground copper-nickel mine southeast of Ely, just outside the BWCAW. Mining supporters say the region's expansion into copper mining will bolster employment and the copper can be mined and processed with no long-term environmental problems. Opponents say the promise of jobs is being overstated and that these cyclical booms spurred by mining won't be worth the potential environmental harm caused by the acidic runoff that often accompanies copper mining. A biomass processing plant at the site of the former K.I. Sawyer Air Force Base in the central Upper Peninsula is getting a $9.5 million investment to pay for a major expansion. The Mining Journal of Marquette says the funding comes from the business development company MVC Capital Incorporated and goes to the Minneapolis-based Biogenic Reagents, owner of the Michigan Renewable Carbon Facility. The site is in Marquette County's Forsyth Township. Sawyer Air Force Base closed 18 years ago. The company makes activated carbon for use in air, food, and water purification. People at the La Coudere Harvest Camp in northern Wisconsin will not face eviction anytime soon, as Iron County board members decided Tuesday of this week to postpone any directives to its district attorney to seek civil and criminal charges. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the board referred the matter to the County Forestry Committee, the group that originally approved a year-long stay for the camp. It meets on the 13th of August. The La Coudere Band of Lake Superior Chippewa camp of 24 wigwams sits near the area where Gogebic Taconite is exploring a proposed mine site. Clashes in the past few months with mining officials and those opposed to the practice have elevated the public knowledge of the camp. The band is using the camp to highlight the natural resources it says are at risk because of the proposed mining. Last week, the Forestry Committee voted to have the sheriff or district attorney press civil and criminal charges against the LCO camp after it reversed its approval of a 12-month permit. State Senator Bob Jauch has urged more talks with the band about the camp before any expensive court action. A smaller Minnesota wolf population means fewer hunting and trapping licenses will be available when the wolf season opens Saturday, November 9th. The Department of Natural Resources set the statewide target harvest of wolves at 220. That's 180 fewer than last season. Starting Thursday of this week, hunters and trappers could apply for 2,000 early season and 1,300 late season licenses. That's a reduction from 3,600 early season and 2,400 late season licenses in 2012. The deadline to apply for the hunting and trapping license lottery is Thursday, the 5th of September. According to Dan Stark, the DNR's large carnivore specialist, the changes are a management response to the most recent wolf population estimate. Bear researcher Lynn Rogers won a temporary reprieve Monday in his fight with the State Department of Natural Resources. The agreement allows Rogers to keep radio collars on 10 bears, but his practice of hand-feeding bears around his research center near Ely will be restricted, and the deal bans Rogers from putting live den cams on the internet at his website, bear.org. DNR spokesman Chris Niskanen says the agency didn't want any agreement that allowed Rogers to continue his work or continue collaring bears. He says the DNR agreed to the compromise to allow the case to move to a state administrative law judge who can weigh the merits of the DNR's arguments. Already ravaged by invasive species and industrial pollution, the Great Lakes now confront a newly discovered threat, untold millions of tiny plastic bits, some visible only through a microscope. Scientists discovered masses of floating plastic particles in Lakes Superior, Huron, and Erie last year. This summer, they're widening the search to Lakes Michigan and Ontario. It's unclear how long the pollution has been in the lakes or how it's affecting the environment. Studies are underway to determine whether fish are eating the particles and passing them up the food chain. Scientists suspect the particles are abrasive microbeads used in personal care products, such as facial and body washes. They're so minuscule that they flow through screens at waste treatment plants and wind up in the lakes. Minnesota counties have passed the deadline to decide whether they'll tack a $10 charge on vehicle license tab renewals to generate money for local road projects. There's been a sharp divide in whether to assess a wheelage tax that previously was reserved for metropolitan area counties. The boards of 40 counties have voted to collect the fee, and backers cast it as a road user fee. Others resisted because they have doubts it will net much new money for transportation or lead to spending shell games. The Cook County Board last week decided not to levy the tax. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is asking the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to reconsider plans for an off-reservation moose hunt. Band leaders are planning to offer the fall hunt to members and expect to take up to 25 bull moose. The Duluth News Tribune reports that a band official says biologists are telling them there's no negative impact on the herd. But DNR program manager Steve Merchant says the state's moose population has declined severely, making the hunt a bad idea. The DNR's ability to stop the hunt is limited, although Merchant says a lawsuit's an option. The band secretary-treasurer says moose meat is a staple for the diets of many band members. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.